If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Every little girl remembers the first day they got jingled.
Weston Hoppla, we love
a lot.
Weston Hoppla, Weston Hoppla, we love
a lot.
Weston Hoppla,
good morning, Suzanne Weston Hopper. Who got rewarded for being a good girl and getting up and being easily tricked to getting here at 6 a.m. Pacific?
That makes the fact that I was only in my bed for 3 hours so amazing.
I know.
I've got a little tear in my eye.
I understand.
Oh, my God. You somehow cared.
See? People get very emotional the first time they're jingled.
It feels so, puts you at the table.
Today, my little girl is a woman.
Thank you, Stephanie. I knew you'd help me with that.
Yes, you didn't get much sleep because you're having a Les Off with Dana Goldberg, and you win. You went to Indigo Girls last night, and you're here this morning.
And I was backstage hanging with them. I didn't even see Dana there, just
wearing
saying.
Because it's the 6-year anniversary of me coming out publicly.
Is it really?
Tomorrow, technically, but
we're not on.
6 years ago. I missed the book yesterday. I said it was 3 years ago. No, yeah. 6 years ago.
You've been gay?
Oh, no.
I got you. I just want to make sure.
Pro. I'm much.
You know.
No, I was out to, friends and family or whatever, but in here.
Yeah, to go
until
out.
Until I say it here, it didn't happen.
It didn't count.
Right.
You could still lie to your folks and stuff like that.
No, just, just little pronoun noodling, stuff like
that. Oh, yeah.
Moving vacations, things around.
Oh,
stuff
I forgot
like that.
About that.
Yes, me too.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I came out publicly in 92, 90.
Oh, I know. You have to,
That's a long
time. She has to win every Les Off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in that one, nobody was caring. It wasn't like people were going, I wonder if she's a lesbian.
You said it then, nobody but you know what cared. I thought, Sean? I thought she was being sarcastic. That's what I
thought. Oh, not sarcastic.
Okay, seriously?
We need more sarcasm.
Can this campaign get any more just irritating and just exhausting? That's the latest this morning. Donald Trump was being sarcastic about Hillary and Obama being the founders of ISIS.
It's going to be our first sarcastic president.
Right. What was the last thing he said? He was just being sarcastic. Oh, the asking the Russians to hack Hillary's email.
I thought whipping everybody up to shoot Hillary was the last.
No.
He meant that. I'm sorry,
I
realized.
He clearly was referring to political power. Which, again, if you watch the tape, is total horse.
It's malarkey.
It is malarkey as well. Thank you. Donald Trump, that would be just today. So you got to be here for the updates. Because this is only yesterday.
I was just going to say, it's only 6 a.m. PST. Help a girl out.
Hugh Hewitt. I guess he was on Hugh Hewitt yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you sound like a doofus. Don't say they found it. He's trying to help him. Like, even with them, they're trying to help him. Right? Like, Hugh Hewitt
flash
and Hannity are like,
don't say these things, Trump.
What you meant to say so you don't sound more like a complete idiot.
I need one of those to follow me around.
Yes. He backpedaled on his assertion that Barack Obama formed the Islamic State.
Mm.
He tweeted, ratings challenge CNN. Oh, it's the media's fault again.
What?
That I call President Obama and Clinton the founder of ISIS and MVP, Trump tweeted Friday morning. They don't get sarcasm in all caps. So that's how you know that it's sarcasm, because it's in all caps, Suzanne.
Is that what he tweeted, or is that how someone wrote? Oh,
no,
of course.
He tweeted it.
So it was all sarcasm.
I love watching these poor, pathetic people, pundits on television, working so hard and so seriously to try to figure me out. They can't. You are right on that. But you know what? I think a good guess is always that you're just a giant orange hole. I think that's probably a pretty good guess.
Steph, we have to take 1 second in between all this.
Yes.
It's for me to note that in the few months that I've been coming in here and helping out the 6 a.m. hour, your Trump impression is getting better
and
better.
Oh, Suzanne.
It's kind of scaring me. I'm like, damn.
You're just saying that because you've been freshly jingled and everything.
That's true.
Everything looks rosy to you.
It
right
does
now.
From the jingled glasses.
That was Sean's idea about roller coaster and then Rocky Mountain.
I love that it was that song.
Mary in Ann Arbor.
That said, Rocky Magic. Mountain Mike does not take requests.
Like, no.
Don't submit.
No. Oh my God, that's going to start an avalanche of, hey Mike.
No.
Mike. You know what he did for me? He did. We built this. These.
Yeah.
because Donald Trump said. These.
Oh, you need those.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe you don't have a row of buttons.
Right.
Trump buttons that you can hit.
Oh, we have them. It's just, so that I don't.
You don't even want to drag them out. You're
no,
like,
I don't. I don't. It's the only time I don't like to touch my button is when I just can't. I can't hear
got
him
a funny
anymore.
Noise behind it.
Because he also repeats the same thing as I mentioned 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. And he, like every eighth grade bully, Biff, whoever, he thinks like it's the most clever thing ever. Did you hear him on Huey's? Yeah, it's they're the founders. Did you hear? I said they're the MVP. Did you hear that? That was a good one, wasn't it? You know what I said? I said they're the MVP. I heard it, you moron. It's not clever. It's stupid.
Maybe they didn't laugh when he first said
yeah.
it. And so he's
must
feeling
be my
that.
Delivery. I'm going to work on that.
If they say it again and again, then they start laughing.
I'm going to work in the mirror with my giant flapping anus lips and see if it. I can make my delivery a little better.
I stole that from John Fugelsang. Giant talking.
It's okay.
Yeah,
he's pretty brilliant.
I'll tell him
we like it.
In like an hour.
You yeah. know him. It's okay.
All right, here he is on Hugh Hewitt. Here
we Last go. Night you said the president was the founder of ISIS. I know what you meant. You meant that he created the vacuum. He lost the peace.
No, I meant he's the founder of ISIS. I do. He's the most valuable player. I give him the most valuable player
oh
award.
God. Oh, my God.
I give her, too, by the way.
But he's not sympathetic to them. He hates them. He's trying to
I
kill them.
Care. He was the founder. The way he got out of Iraq was that was the founding of ISIS.
No.
Oh.
No. No.
What?
No. No.
That's
George
not
Bush
exactly
going into
true,
Iraq
is it, Stephanie?
It was the founding of ISIS, and it was there
That's
before.
Right.
Obama was president.
You've got to stop with all these facts. You are going to screw up his presidency.
Okay. All right. But did you see how we repeated it all for him?
No. Yeah. I said he's the founder. Hey, Hugh, did you hear the MVP line? Good one, right? Yeah. Snap.
Drop the mic. Walk
okay.
away.
Okay. Oh, did he say it again? At another speech in Miami. What now? I'm sorry.
I call President Obama and Hillary Clinton the founders of ISIS.
Oh, now I get it.
In fact, I think we'll give Hillary Clinton the, you know, if you're on a sports team, most valuable player, MVP.
Oh,
you get
oh
the
my
MVP
God.
Award.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
ISIS
oh
will hand her the most valuable player award.
Oh,
her
I
only
get
competition
it now.
Is Barack Obama. Oh. But turn to her. Oh, boy, is ISIS hoping for her.
Oh, my God. Where do you say
Fire.
That?
Oh, my
okay.
God.
First of all, rubes. There's so many rubes. What?
Rubes.
I don't...
So many rubes.
Wouldn't you like to play in front of that audience? Because there's not even anything, apparently nothing needs to be
I would be
vaguely
killing
funny.
Constantly.
Yeah. Nothing even vaguely
I'm a lesbian.
A no, that would get us.
Burn her!
Oh, yeah, wait. You got to know your crowd.
Know your crowd.
I'm sorry.
Don't open with that.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Slide that in later.
Later. By the way, rubes.
You can get away with
I'm
that.
I'm a lesbian.
You're a pretty gal.
By the way, you rubes, I'm a lesbian.
Just mention it later.
I will have sex with your wife so you can watch. I know that's all you want. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Oh, my God. That almost got a laugh.
Yeah. Sean, we have dissected the various crowd reactions at Trump rallies, but it is really, I don't... Even
what are we going to do with those people when it's all over?
Yes, that's
my biggest fear,
question.
Right?
What
Isn't
happens
it?
To the rubes?
Are yes. they're not just going to slink off
right.
into their caves.
Right.
And
because it is clear from the, and by the
these
way,
people exist.
This is the problem with Trump. Now we're onto this stupid ISIS thing. He suggested that Hillary Clinton be shot. This is a line that we should not cross. And you can't, you knew it was going to be the same.
And now he's giving them the
going,
reason.
Oh, that's not what I'm.
No, here's the reason you should shoot her. She started ISIS. I mean, he literally
right.
is saying that.
Right.
I was like,
You can tell, we'll play the thing again, but you can tell from his delivery
oh,
and the reaction
please.
That he thought he was making a sarcastic little funny about the, you know,
Second Amendment, maybe the kid,
but it was sort of like, I'm going to totally
right,
hit
the
you.
Things, and it's the things around it, like we were saying all week, that would be a horrible day. Well, really? Why would it be a horrible day? He's a friggin' mobster.
It'd be a shame. That'd be horrible. Shame. Okay. Something happened
Shame.
To your little lady.
Oh, hope
lady.
That doesn't happen.
Your little
hope
lady
nothing
president.
Happens.
I don't know about the little lady president.
I told her.
I'd give that
Watch out, I said.
Give that a double think.
A double think.
Okay, you want to hear that again? Yeah, let's hear it.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick...
Rubes.
If she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But I'll tell you what,
yeah.
that will be a horrible day.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that yeah, will be a horrible
uncomfortable
day.
Uncomfortable laughter, the guy behind him, springtime for Hitler face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what did he just say? Huh?
Some people laughing. I mean, this is, if you watch these rallies, they're yelling, hang the bitch. And oh, F that N word.
More of that. Yeah, I was just going to say, way more than that. It's unbearable. Let's all go.
Oh, did you see? And then the other.
Let's go to a rally.
I watched some more yesterday, Sean, and the other operative phrase used a lot, get out of here, faggot. That's used quite a bit.
Whoa.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
And who do they know to yell that to?
And apparently, what constitutes being faggy is not.
Better dressed?
Not going at the appropriate time. Any kind of move toward that seems unconstituted. Oh, get out, fag. You know what I mean? Like, just
knowledge. So what you're saying is knowledge.
His jaw's not slacked enough.
Yeah. Yes.
He was breathing right through his nose. Yeah. What kind of weirdo is he?
We were saying the other thing, like his. Oh, every explanation is ridiculous, but the disabled reporter, I think people.
Oh, that's brutal.
Right, because you can see it.
See it.
And before before he does it and mimics the exact disability with his hand, and give me a break. Like anyone from fourth grade doesn't recognize that. And somebody's mom hasn't said, don't do that.
Don't make fun of the kid. Right. Yeah.
But he says, oh, you should see this poor guy. Have you seen this poor guy? And then he. Really? What does that mean? If you, oh no, I was. What was his explanation? Oh, I was trying to say groveling, nothing to do with the disability. Really? Really? Does everyone grovel with this?
I do not believe him. Yeah. I'm going to go right out on a limb and say that.
That's shocking. Have you lost your innocence now that you've been jingled?
A little bit. I feel jingled too. Okay. You know. All right. Oh wait. Yeah. Oh, I got a jingle itch.
See, I swear to God, like every news cycle, right? He has to distract from the last horrible thing he said.
And then some guy climbed up the Trump Tower.
Yes, guy that was less crazy than the guy inside the tower.
Wanted to say to that guy, no matter what you want to do, you're giving them more stuff
right.
for the news people to be focused on right. him again.
Right, I would write him in. That guy.
Have we learned his name yet?
Hey, come on inside. You want to be president?
You want to be president? You seem really nice.
No, Trump would probably make him
stick to
because
stuff.
He said nice things about Trump. He wanted to meet Trump, so Trump will make him like Secretary of the Interior.
I love this guy. Big fan.
He likes the outdoors.
Now your impression is getting really good, too.
You're Secretary of the Interior. Go climb up Mount Rushmore and put my face up there. Yeah. Okay.
You know what? Take two of those faces down. It just needs to be me and like one other person.
Get a jackhammer. Here's your suction cups.
Have it be Ivanka.
Get it done.
Me and Ivanka. We would look great up there.
Aww. All right. Okay. So that all happened. All right. John Fugel sang Frangela. John Melendez, much more. Big show. Suzanne Westenhofer, live in
still
studio.
Here at 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. or 9 a.m. whatever.
It's become part of the
really freaking
joke.
Early.